What has been used on one side is lost on the other side. There's no going back.
Why would a woman want to be younger? It's not just about looks, it's about power. In the substance, aging isn't just a biological process. It's a loss of visibility, status, and value in a world obsessed with youth. This movie lays bare the harsh realities of beauty, ambition, and what happens when women are pitted against time itself. But here's the twist. The film doesn't just focus on women. It exposes the universal truths of human nature, the commodification of beauty, and how society discards those who no longer fit its mold. This isn't just a movie breakdown. It's a deep dive into the red pill realities embedded in the story. First video of the year. Happy New Year, brothers. Let's start this year strong, focused, and ready to make the most of every opportunity. Here's to growth, success, and staying sharp. Let's get into it. Spoiler alert! This video contains spoilers, so you've been warned. Ain't that a man? The movie opens with Elizabeth Sparkle, a once dominant actress whose career was built on her youth and beauty. Fast forward to her at 50. Her fitness program's views are dropping, her billboard is taken down, and she's fired by her boss, Harvey. Distracted by this humiliating turn of events, Elizabeth gets into a car crash. At the hospital, a nurse subtly hands her a USB stick labeled The Substance. It's cryptic and mysterious, but its purpose becomes clear.
Everything comes from you, and everything is you. This is simply a better version of yourself.
This is a black market solution for aging, a way to recapture lost youth. This setup captures the first red pill truth. A woman's visibility in the public and romantic sphere diminishes with age. Elizabeth is no longer seen by Chads, by society, or even herself in the way she once was. Her reaction? Grief, expressed in the five stages, with bargaining leading her to try the substance.
Hello. I'd like to order.
That would provide a newer, younger her.
Yeah.
But instead of that being just me improved, it's actually another entity that is of me,
yeah,
played by Margaret Qualley.
The substance reverses aging and brings back Elizabeth's youthful body, but it also creates a split. Elizabeth as her older self and her younger self, Sue, played by Margaret Qualley.
We can only, so the idea is that it's my consciousness in the two bodies, but it can only be in each body 1 week at a time.
The scene where Elizabeth and Sue lie naked next to each other starkly contrasts youth and age. Elizabeth, once radiant, can't compete with the smooth skin, vibrant energy, and supple features of Sue. This visual reinforces another brutal reality. The wall is undefeated. Elizabeth sees Sue embody everything she used to be, and the results are immediate. Sue becomes the center of attention, drawing the Chads Elizabeth used to attract. But this transformation brings another layer of conflict, the invisible woman versus the invisible man.
What did you do? You seem even more beautiful than before.
What? Hey! Move!
Elizabeth's older self is invisible to the man Sue attracts. This highlights a painful truth. A woman's value in the dating market is tied to her youth. Even as Elizabeth tries to embrace her age, she struggles with self-acceptance.
You're still the most beautiful girl in the whole wide world.
Fred, a man her age, sees value in Elizabeth, but she doesn't see it in herself. She ghosts him because he doesn't boost her ego. Fred is invisible to her. This dynamic is emphasized by Elizabeth's old junk box. Fred's phone number, relegated to this collection of discarded items, symbolizes how she treats people and even parts of herself that she deems irrelevant. Just as she throws away old things, Elizabeth throws away Fred, someone she once turned to for validation, but now finds inconvenient. This mirrors the way women use the POV meme, where their perceived value increases by association with a high-status object or person. Fred, unfortunately, doesn't meet this criterion. For men like Fred, invisibility is standard. He's only noticed when it serves Elizabeth's fleeting needs. This reflects another red pill reality. A man's value is judged by what he can provide, not by who he is. Elizabeth's internal battle is just as fierce as her external one. She knows she can't compete with Sue, the younger version of herself. This anxiety, reflected in her avoidance of Fred, mirrors the depression faced by middle-aged women in real life. Here's where the movie's deeper message comes into play. Your younger self must prepare for your older self. Elizabeth's younger self never planned for the future, focusing instead on living in the moment, now. As an older woman, she's paying the price.
For some reason, I always think, like, my life isn't going to be that long. I don't know if anyone else experiences this, but when I think of the future, I'm like, well, I don't think I'm gonna live past, like, 30s. It's hard for me to imagine. Like, I'd have a weird career. Like, by the time I'm done doing OnlyFans, hopefully I'll never have to, like, get a regular job again. And I'm basically living in retirement, so I don't know.
This is the cautionary tale. Women, especially those chasing careers or validation, often neglect to think long term. The result? A wake-up call when their value in the eyes of society and themselves begins to fade. This is what makes the wall so powerful. It forces women to stop. The wall is an unavoidable reckoning that confronts them with the consequences of their choices.
Remember, there is no she and you. You are one. Respect the balance, and you won't have any more inconveniences.
She's a selfish bitch!
Would you like to stop?
Stop? No. I can't stop.
Elizabeth's use of the substance becomes an addiction. Each dose brings diminishing returns, forcing her into a cycle of dependence. It's a perfect metaphor for modern social media and attention culture, especially for young women.
There is direct correlational evidence that the more you use it, the more depressed you are. It's especially heavy users, more than 4 hours a day. Those girls are 3 times more likely to be depressed than medium users. So it's anxiety and depression, also self-harm and suicide.
The overstimulation of constant validation creates burnout, yet the addiction persists. The same is true for Elizabeth. Stopping would cause withdrawal, but continuing destroys her further. This raises a crucial question. What happens to the social media generation when the dopamine stops? We're already seeing signs of fatigue with dating apps, but platforms like Instagram and TikTok keep growing. The consequences of this overstimulation are yet to fully unfold.
There. Now you've got it.
Oliver. Oliver. Oh, that's an emergency. I'm sorry. I have to have a good, bye.
That's what we want tonight! Pretty girls should always smile!
In typical modern Hollywood fashion, men in the substance are reduced to 2 archetypes. The oppressors, like Harvey, and the buffoons, like Fred. This simplification reinforces a familiar narrative, but the reality is more nuanced.
Let me introduce you to the shareholders. They have been dying to meet you.
The shareholder scene isn't about sexism. It's about the cold, transactional nature of capitalism. Elizabeth's value was tied to her marketability, not her intrinsic worth. The harsh truth, when her looks faded, so did her relevance. Sue's ambition highlights the generational gap. Younger women often prioritize career and independence, but neglect the long-term consequences. Feminism has pushed women into competition with their daughters, eroding the traditional role of older women as mentors. This leaves the younger generation unprepared for the realities of aging, mental health struggles, and the importance of family. The result? Women like Elizabeth, who are lonely, unfulfilled, and addicted to the fleeting high of validation. The Substance is more than a movie. It's a wake-up call. It challenges us to examine the societal pressures on women, the realities of aging, and the dangers of seeking validation through fleeting means. The red pill takeaway? Your future self is the product of your present choices. For women and men alike, it's a reminder that substance, true, lasting value comes from within, not from a bottle, a career, or a fleeting moment of fame. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments. Patreon supporters, salute! Management, we working. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted!